理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 25. Idioms, Love and Sex. 481. I can see for miles and miles.
482. We're good to go.
483. Lake Michigan is as flat as a pancake.
484. Give me a break.
485. It served him right.
486. It wasn't a smart thing to do.
487. Do I know this Tom critter?
488. I decided that having a boyfriend was a royal pain in the ass.
489. Water over the dam. Ancient history.
490. Life's got a lot of crazy stuff like that.
491. It is going to be a hot one.
492. I could tell she thought this new bikini was a little too skimpy.
493. That would definitely cause a minor earthquake.
494. She'd skin us both alive.
495. We'd be skating on thin ice in the middle of a heat wave.
496. A definite crash and burn situation.
497. My lips are sealed forever.
498. I try not to cry over spilled milk.
499. Maybe it's a communication snafu.
500. I got the picture.
Conversation 1. Why was Ursula kicked out of the Y swimming pool?
What a beautiful beach. I can see for miles. No one else in sight. Did you lock the RV door?
Sure did. And I wrote a note telling them that we went for an early morning walk down the beach. Ruby's still snoring. I've got my sunglasses.
She stayed up late reading. Great. We're good to go.
Should we bring our towels?
Nah, I've got the suntan lotion and my sunglasses. Let's head this way.
Okay. Look, Lake Michigan is as flat as a pancake.
I hate that idiom, flat as a pancake. Give me a break. Don't ever say it.
Why?
Tom, my first boyfriend, described me that way. It was at the Y swimming pool in sixth grade. I was a little self-conscious that my breasts were still not developing.But I jumped in the water, swam, and had a good time. I got out to dive off the diving board, and Tom was standing in line ahead of me. He looked at the front of my swimsuit and said, "Holy shit! Your chest is as flat as a pancake!" At this, some of his ignorant friends laughed real hard. I really wanted to hit him hard. Instead, I yanked his suit to the floor and yelled, "Hey, look, everyone!Tom's swimsuit isn't filled with anything.
It served him right.
He tried to pull it back up, but it wasn't easy, because I used my foot to hold his swimsuit on the floor. The girls giggled, and the guys laughed. The lifeguard came running over real quick. I was kicked out of the Y for the rest of the summer. It wasn't a smart thing to do, but I didn't really think about it. I just did it.
Do I know this Tom critter?
No.He moved to California with his parents the next year. I really regretted having held his hand and kissing him. After that fiasco with Tom, I decided that a boyfriend was a royal pain in the ass. And the boys were a little afraid of me. Oh well, water over the dam, ancient history. Long forgotten by everyone but me.
Life's got a lot of crazy stuff like that.
And lovely days like today.
Conversation 2. About wearing a thong. It is going to be a hot one.
Yeah, That's why I wanted to get out while the sun is still low in the sky. No point in getting too much ultraviolet radiation. UV can really damage your skin.
Speaking of skin...
Yes, I noticed. Your mom didn't say anything, but I could tell she thought this new bikini was a little too skimpy.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny, slightly super small, and I suspect it'll be a see-through suit when it gets wet.
Well, I like the attentive twinkle in your eyes, but I know your mom doesn't like my suit.
Good thing you didn't bring the thong. That would have been worse.
For sure. But how come your Aunt Mary can get away with wearing a thong?
Mom never criticizes anything Aunt Mary does. When Mary was in a bad car accident about 4 years ago, Mom made a promise to God. If Mary didn't die, Mom promised never to criticize her again. Mom keeps her commitments.
I hate car accidents. Guess I don't really need to wear a thong that badly. And I'll never say anything about going nude either. That would definitely cause a minor earthquake.
Sounds smart to me. If she knew about that time at Indian Lake when we went skinny dipping with our friends, she'd skin us both alive.
Yes, we'd be skating on thin ice in the middle of a heat wave.
A definite crash and burn situation. My lips are forever sealed.
Conversation 3. Don't cry over spilt milk. Maybe it's a communication snafu.
What do you mean?
Let's stop a sec. I want you to put some lotion on my back and butt. Okay, that's enough, thanks. I'll get my legs. What I mean is a lack of the simple truth. What your mom's really afraid of is that we're having sex.
Guess so. It's not that she doesn't like you.
She just wants you to get a university degree and doubts that you will if I get pregnant.
Yes.
Why don't you tell her that we're not doing it? Maybe she'll relax a little.
Maybe, but then again, maybe not. She knows the temptation is there. Our healthy sex hormones are her biggest worry. Even if she knew we weren't having sex, she'd also know that there's always another day.
Well, I'm going to tell her.
And what if she asks if you're a virgin?
I'll tell her that I try not to cry over spilled milk. I wasn't smart 2 years ago with Edward, but that doesn't mean I'm still foolish.
Conversation 4. Truth is a slippery slope. I don't know. The truth is a slippery slope. I'm afraid she'll ask about Sheila. Mom still doesn't know why I quit seeing her. How can I tell her that I picked up a case of the clap from Sheila?
Maybe you should tell her that we first saw each other while waiting for our VD treatments at the community clinic.
That's an uncomfortable truth. I think I'll pass on. Those treatments were a bit of nasty reality that still haunts my wet dreams.
I don't need to hear about your wet dreams. I've my own to worry about. Even now, I wake up thinking I just had sex with Edward, and I feel nauseated. For a few seconds, I wonder what new disease he gave me.
Definitely a nightmare.
That's why I always avoided you when I saw you around the high school. Figured at first that you were either just a playboy jerk or a silly drug head like Edward. And I'd had enough of both kinds of stupidity.
If I ever had any thoughts of being a playboy or a drug head, Sheila certainly provided me with an education in reality.
Yeah, she was pretty crazy and wild for a while. Gave a lot of guys quickies and the clap. Think she gave it to Edward and then passed it on to me? What a crazy question on such a clear and sunny day.
Conversation 5. Free milk is the most expensive kind. When I hear a guy say free sex, I think more cannon fodder.
My mom once said, "Why buy the cow when the milk is free?" And then my grandmother said, "Free milk is always the most expensive kind." I figured out what they meant, but I thought they didn't know what they were talking about. I was wrong.
How did Mark, our smart, straight-eight class president, end up being the one who got Sheila pregnant? That's the strangest thing that happened in all my 4 years in high school.
It's not very strange at all. Just basic biology. Brains don't get anyone pregnant. Lust has been hard at work for millions of years. But I'm glad they still seem happy with each other.
Are they really in love? Will their marriage last?
I don't know. Love is following through on commitments. Lots of people get tired of keeping their promises. Time will tell.
Better include them in your prayers.
I do. Us too, every night.
Conversation 6. Making a plan on the beach. Mark started taking university classes on the internet.
And Sheila's trying to stay clean and sober. She's so peaceful and happy when she's nursing her baby. Maybe it'll work out for her and Mark.
Still, all in all, a guardian angel must have saved my butt. What if I had gotten Sheila knocked up?
We would not be together, walking on this glorious sand-covered shore.
I know. It must have been my guardian angel.
Your mom and I need to talk. That guardian angel, your mom, and I would make a pretty good team. Then you'd have three angels to keep you safe, and your mom needs to know about the VD clinic.
And that we've both learned to think about consequences.
I'll tell her that you might be the man who makes me cream my jeans, but sex can wait until we get married. I don't need any more regrets or another ex-lover messing up my head and giving me crazy dreams. I just hope your mom understands.
Might work.
The truth usually does.
Try tomorrow. It'll be a quiet Sunday. My dad and I will go to church nice and early. With any luck, Ruby will sleep late again.
Is this a tricky plan from my honest man?
Mom will get up to cook breakfast. That's the best time to talk to her. You offer to help her cook. She'll give you cooking advice and be willing to talk about anything, even sex.
Done deal, Mr. Wonderful. I'm going to test the water temperature. Well, my toes say the water is just about perfect for a cool swim.
Okay, let's jog back to the RV and work up a real sweat. Then we can hit the water for some snorkeling.
Excellento. And of course, after that, my dear lovely man, I'll wrap a big towel around my body. With the towel, no one will hear my tummy growl or see my food-deprived torso.
I get the picture. Hint no more. What do you want me to make you for breakfast?